The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach for the week, Dr. Eric Ashburn. And I'm excited, as I always am, for the weekly information, weekly show. And this week, I'm going to talk about a bunch of stuff going back to a very popular topic from about a month ago, and that is HUGA. I'm going to tie it into more how we should be living to begin with, more ancestral living, which I feel makes a lot of sense. When you connect these dots, helps you understand much better how you should be living. It helps make it a habit that sticks much better as well. So I'm going to get into that, as well as some nutritional, I guess, things and issues that we can deal with better, right, in our country. We're not dealing with a lot of stuff that nutritionally has been done for money, not for health. You know, people at the boardrooms of these nutritional companies aren't saying, let's make Annie or John healthier. They're saying, let's make more money, right? Make stuff that tastes better, is more addictive, so we could draw more people in. So I'm going to point out that. I'm going to break it down and show you exactly what to do and how to get your body healthier, how to get metabolism working for you instead of against you, so you could have much better health. Now, as far as what I was saying earlier, my son, so he came up to me, and I always wear a hat, like a, you know, not a baseball hat, like a ski hat or some type like that, and a beanie of some type. And if you haven't seen a picture of me, I'm very follicularly deficient. I have no hair. I shave my head. And so when I don't know, all of you with hair, maybe it's good wearing a hat too. Maybe you like it as well. But he said, why do you always wear a hat? I said, it's like a hug. You know, it's like a warm blanket wrapped around my head, and it feels good. I just feel warm. I feel cozy. I just feel better. And ultimately, that's really what HUGA is, and it ties into ancestral living. I mean, it's basically pushing back against the hyper-stimulated, overworked, indoor but disconnected modern lifestyle that we hate, that's really uncomfortable, that we're told we should live that way for more money, more success, and it wrecks our nervous systems, our metabolisms, and mental health. And at the core of ancestral living, it's about aligning your daily life with how the human body's and the brain has evolved to function. So natural light, real food, movement, social connection, rest, rhythm, safety, and HUGA fits perfectly into that framework because it prioritizes the same signals of safety and belonging, just packed into a culturally familiar way. So HUGA, it's more of a Danish concept. During winter, they just fall into a more comforting lifestyle, more warmth, more blankets, connecting with small groups of people, all this stuff. But I had that connection of, that's how we're supposed to live, right? Because a lot of people really like that show and like that information and are really jumping on the bandwagon of this HUGA movement. It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E, pronounced HUGA from Denmark, and jumping on that movement because it just feels better. You know, this rushed, hyper-rushed lifestyle doesn't feel right. And so many people are starting to, from an ancestral perspective, starting to realize we're not wired to thrive, or we are wired to thrive in small groups. You know, these warm environments, predictable routines, shared experiences. And so sitting around a fire, it's real important. Think about this and think about tied into a lifestyle about from 1850. Sitting around a fire, sharing meals together, right? Not running around, telling stories, slowing down after sunset. This is trendy self-care. People are liking this stuff. And it's how humans regulate stress long before screens, deadlines, and artificial light hijack your nervous systems. So when we think about it, we're supposed to have natural light, right? From fires. We're geared to understand what happens with fires or incandescent light below our eye level. It's kind of put in modern terms. So a fire is an incandescent light, sort of. It's a burning light below our eye level, but incandescent light bulbs is a control fire below our eye level. So much healthier to have natural light candles, fires, and incandescent lighting, although it may cost, I did a study, cost $100 more a year for your whole home to run incandescent light bulbs. It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. So if you compare that to modern life, it consistently tells your brain that something's wrong. You have blue light at night, constant alerts, isolation disguises connection, eating on the go, never fully resting. And then if you look at HUGA and ancestral living, they both send the opposite signal. You're safe. You belong. You can relax. And that signal matters, right? When your body perceives safety, digestion improves, hormones stabilize, inflammation drops and cravings calm down. So when it doesn't, the body stays in survival mode, fight or flight, building up cortisol, increasing fat storage, especially around the midsection and gut area. You have poor sleep, anxiety, and then burnout. So when you have this emphasis on low light, warmth, calm evenings, that mirrors ancestral circadian rhythms. You know, humans did not develop under LED lights at midnight. You know, firelight, darkness, and quiet told the body when to downshift. And ancestral living calls circadian alignment. Huga calls it cozy evenings. Same biology, right? Give it a different label, same biology. Now, if you look at food, it's another overlap, right? Huga favors simple, comforting meals shared slowly. A couple years ago, there's a slow eating movement, and it's about eating your food more slowly with people digesting it. And I've been talking a lot about the blue zones around the world, and that's one of the things they do. They slow down and eat their meals together, and it's very healthy as well as just very right, right? You feel good doing it because that's how we're supposed to live. So you're not supposed to have ultra-processed convenience foods eating alone. That's what people are doing, man. We're overeating. You know, we have all the Uber Eats coming to our home. We're running around at Starbucks getting this stuff, you know, food on the go, and it's not right for us. So if you break it down, ancestral living emphasizes real, whole foods, eating socially, and both reject the idea that eating should be rushed, distracted, or optimized to death. That's a big thing that Huga and ancestral living tries to do the opposite of, is optimizing everything. Right, we're in a world of optimization. You have to get your kid to school, get to work, process that. You have lunch in 45 minutes. Like, everything needs to be optimized to death. And slow meals equal better digestion, better metabolic signaling, period. So if you look at the social connection too, that's the glue. That's what really holds us all together. We have this false pretext of social connection through social media. We're told we have thousands of friends, but it's different. You're not meeting face to face. You don't have that real social connection. And humans aren't meant to regulate stress alone. So Huga, togetherness, and ancestral tribe living both recognize that loneliness is biological. It's a biological stressor, not an emotional weakness. Community lowers stress hormones. Isolation raises them. So this isn't an opinion. That's human wiring. So when you really break it down, I want to start this show talking about how we should be living, right? If you are at home, you feel comfortable. If you're not rushing, getting every last thing on your to-do list done, it's okay. Chill, relax. It'll get done. There are people around the world that live much slower, much more peaceful lifestyle. And guess what? I'll tell you one thing about them. They get stuff done too. So ultimately, life doesn't have to be as stressed as we live it up here, especially in the Northeast, because we do our normal life. We pile more stress on top of it, rushing for no reason, right? Rushing to get something done, to answer emails, texts with no reason. These things can wait. And if you look at, you know, how ancestral living and Huga work, both work because they restore the conditions your body expects: warmth, connection, rhythm, presence, and rest. So if you want better health, metabolism, better mental clarity, the answer isn't more biohacks, isn't a better smartwatch, a better red light, better sauna. It's about, you know, really recreating the environment our body's meant to live in, how we've been designed to live in, and letting your body just go and let it work and become healthier. The same concept really works for, like, how we go about our health, right? Taking more vitamins, exercising harder, pushing ourselves harder when our body wants to relax more. And if you don't take more vitamins, but you eat real food, then you could just have natural health. The only problem with that is our food is really deficient in nutrition. And I say that every week in the show, and it's a point that I can never leave alone because it's so true. The way we farmed our food is for speed and making money, not for our health, right? The way we have foods in a grocery store is for better shelf life, not for our health. So we do need to take vitamins. It's almost impossible to have a good life without them. And I always talk about my core four, and my core four is vitamin D, especially this time of year. People are hyper deficient, and if you're not taking vitamin D, then your health really struggles. A lot of people this past couple of weeks, I noticed in my practice, they're coming down with flu A and other sort of, you know, diseases, other sicknesses. And it isn't cold and flu season. I always say that's a misnomer, cold and flu season. It's low vitamin D season. So if you have low vitamin D in your body, your immune system plummets, and then you can't fight these things off, and then they come in and get you sick. So our medical system tells us we get sick. Your body's totally fine, but you get sick because you interacted with someone who was sick and they pass it on to you. I differ, right? I had someone come to my office a couple of weeks ago with COVID. After the fact, she texted me, said, I have COVID. I just want to let you know that. And my body was a little bit run down to begin with. Everybody was sick around me in my practice, and I was feeling a little under the weather. I felt great, but I was a little bit tired. You know, and for me, that's sick. I never get sick. So a little bit tired. I was like, man, I'm getting close to coming down with something. And then that woman texted me and she said, you know, I have COVID. And I'm like, oh, well, I could get that. I couldn't get it. But I came out super strong. Next day, I woke up feeling better than I did the day before. So I have a bulletproof immune system. I was exposed to a germ that we've been told for the past 5 years should make you sick automatically. But my immune system fought it off because my body's healthy. And so nutritionally, we do need to take certain nutrients so our body can work better. And, you know, there's certain things we do. So I say vitamin D. I say a good multivitamin, because across the board, we don't get enough of many nutrients. Last week, I went over those exact nutrients and how it impacts your body, but we don't get enough nutrition. A probiotic, because our food used to be fermented before refrigerators for a long time. And that's a natural way of processing food. It works very good for our bodies. In the fermentation process, it develops good bacteria that our body can, you know, utilize. But we need to take probiotics and make up for that loss of good bacteria from living naturally. So it's important to take probiotics. And the last one is an omega-3, because it is impossible to get enough omega-3s in our diet now. We got most omega-3s from fish, and most cold water fish are contaminated. And if you want to get the right cold water fish, it's very expensive. We don't eat it that often. You could do it, right? If you got Alaskan salmon flown to your house fresh, you know, it costs you a lot of money. You can do it if you have the money, but you need to take a clean omega-3 to get your omega-3 levels higher. And the ratio should be 2-to-1 omega-6 to omega-3 levels. So you need to increase your omega-3 levels, because most people are about 15-to-20-to-1 as far as omega-6 to omega-3. And that creates a ton of inflammation, ton of irritation in your body, tons of cholesterol issues in your bloodstream. So you really need to have the right ratio of omega-6 to omega-3s. So that's my core four. There's a few more I talk about, but ultimately, that's the biggest thing. I find our metabolisms are so damaged primarily because we're low in specific nutrients that help our gears to spin, help keep our gears lubricated for our metabolism. And then I just got to share this with you. Many people walk around, I talk about nutrition a lot, but I tied into weight loss a lot because that is the biggest epidemic in our country. It isn't worldwide. Overall, the world's heavier, but our country is more percentage-wise overweight than other countries are. So their weight's going up, but ours is much higher. And it's how we eat food. We eat food which is hyper-deficient. I mean, it's not a little bit deficient in nutrients. It's hyper-deficient in nutrients. So if you can figure out the exact things your body's deficient in and plug them in, all of a sudden you're feeling great. Your body's working better. Everything's working more wonderfully. And on top of that, you start losing weight. You don't have metabolic disease or sickness anymore. Your body's just working really, really good. So it isn't makes you have good emotional health, helps your body to run and heal better. So having the proper nutrients in your body is so essential. So we do that all the time. We see people have excess weight in their body and they're trying to lose weight. I'm going to tell you, if you're someone trying to lose weight right now, it could be impossible for you. And you could do it. You can work out very hard. You could diet very hard and you lose a little bit of weight. But as soon as you back off, you know it's going to happen. As soon as you back off, it's going to come back. It's going to bring its friends with it, all those pounds. And then people, they're so desperate to try to lose weight, a drug comes out promising weight loss, and they want to jump on it. Like, man, I've been struggling for so many years trying to lose weight. I need that drug. And you start taking that drug, the GLP-1 drugs, and you can drop weight, but it really messes up your hormones. It really messes up your overall health internally, because you lose much more muscle compared to fat. You should have a 90% fat loss ratio. But while taking these drugs, the ratio is much different. You have a much lower ratio of fat to muscle. And it's because your hormones become altered, right? You have different hormone levels that aren't proper for your body. And you start building cortisol. You start developing other chronic problems that lead to weight loss. You know, you lose the weight, but you lose muscle and everything else. And muscle is super important for longevity. They call it the longevity organ. So if you have more muscle in your body, you live for longer. So the real thing is, too, I had someone in my office. They're taking a GLP. GLP-1, not going to name it the drug, but they're taking the GLP-1 and they're scared to death to ever get off of it. And they had so many side effects. They felt miserable. Matter of fact, they had disease processes that started from taking it and they just wanted to get off of it, but they're scared to death. They're going to put the weight back on. And that's what happens to most people. The weight just goes back on. So you really have to address this differently. You really have to try to fix your metabolism naturally. Getting your body to work naturally is always the best way. Early in the show, I tied it in ancestral living, Hygge. Living naturally is always better. And it's really about eating less, but your body doesn't want to eat less right now if it doesn't have the right nutrition coming into it. If you're nutritionally deficient, micronutrition, right? Vitamins and minerals and everything, those cofactors, your body won't let you diet because you go into starvation mode. I know so many people that are really overweight and they eat less food and their body can't drop the weight because they're really deficient. So with Hudson Valley Weight Loss, that's a company that I own, we did it differently. We really want to map the whole process up very differently and show people how to do it right. You know, by now, New Year's resolutions are over with. People try to lose weight. They're done trying. They just went back to their old, you know, living, and they're saying, I guess I'm just born to be obese or born to be overweight. I just have to deal with it. And, you know, while I love everybody just the same, it really impacts your health negatively. So we developed systems with Hudson Valley Weight Loss to help you drop weight very quickly. You lose weight very quickly, but you do it very healthily and you fix your metabolism so you never get back to the place where you just rebound and yo-yo over and over and over, spending tons of money every year trying to figure it out. So we have systems. We can find out exactly what you're deficient in through technology and then tell you which supplements your body truly needs and then give you a whole food way of eating, all natural foods your body can drop down. I have relatives doing this program right now, and one of them told me they're down 12 pounds in a week. So you lose weight very quickly when you do this program. And this person said they're eating very healthily. They really love it. They feel full. So the key is, you know, you're not hungry. You feel much sharper. The person told me they're earning more money because they're much sharper mentally, right? They're not going in the office groggy, you know, foggy headed. They're much sharper on the diet, eating the way they should, and they're doing much better. So if you're someone who wants to lose weight, that was your New Year's resolution, and it isn't working the natural way. I mean, the way we try to do it in this country, it's not working. Give us a call. You know, I'll tell you what, it's a huge difference. I guarantee you'll lose weight far faster and keep it off far longer by doing this the proper way. So for the first 10 people, call me. I'm going to do the entire first visit for our weight loss company, Hudson Valley Weight Loss. We'll do the entire first visit for free. It's normally about $249, but I'm going to do that for free. I want you guys to have an opportunity to come in and figure out exactly why you're holding on to extra weight, exactly how to take it off, and exactly how to get in great shape. So give us a call or text us on this number, and we'll get back to you Monday morning. It's 845-896-1200. You can text us the word loss, L-O-S-S, or just give us a call and say, I want to come in for that free evaluation to see if my body can work better, if I can lose the weight, you know, be much happier, my clothes going to work, have a much better mindset, basically live a better life. You know, so give us a call, 845-896-1200. 1200 or 845-896-1200. Give us a call or text us the word loss and we'll get back to you Monday morning and set up a time to get you much, much healthier. Right. So I want to get in some information about those of you who have pain, headaches, carpal tunnel, back pain, knee pain, digestive, whatever the issue is, those of you have pain, neuropathy pain, and address it in the way I was talking about earlier in the show, much more naturally. Because taking medication, most people know this in the show, that medication can help you overcome certain issues, but never takes care of the problem that got you to that issue. Right? If you have, let's say you have a lower back disc issue and they give you pain medication, it does not change the disc, doesn't change the problem. Matter of fact, the problem continues breaking down because that's what it does over time. And issues in your spine and nervous system can end up hurting and getting much worse. I was looking up some news reports on chiropractic. That's what I do. I love chiropractic. I'll tell you, if you don't know about chiropractic, just hang in for a little bit. I'm going to share some very cool, important information about it. But I just want some recent headlines, and I'm going to name the headlines, right? Chiropractic reduces medication use. Incredibly valuable, right? Moving towards natural ancestral living. Safe and effective for neck pain. Improved pain, function, and quality of life, right? Improved your pain, improved your function, and your overall quality of life. Lowered your healthcare costs. So the first four things, right? Reduces medication use. Check. I love that. Safe and effective for neck pain. Check. I love that. Because we're very now technical, we're over computers, phones, neck pain is bound to happen. Improve pain, function, and quality of life, and lower healthcare costs. And it did it all by fixing the cause, the main problem, not just medicating the issue away for it to just come back. So what it means is, There's a reduced reliance on pain medications and opioids. It improved pain, function, and your quality of life. It's integrated into whole person care models, and it's expanded in government and military health systems, being used with the military significantly more than it's ever been, because it's been shown to help tremendously. So with that in mind, I just love the concept. And once you understand what chiropractic really, really does and how it ties into just natural ancestral ways we should be healthier, how health goes very well, then you're going to understand something that's very, very cool. So when someone comes in my office, I'm just going to break it down. You come in, you fill out an extensive form, right? Extensive intake form. It gives me a lot of information about you. And some people give me the information they think I want to know, right? Here's my pain, and that's all they give me. But a lot of other things they had in their health history ties very specifically into the pain. Some people, they'll have pain in the lower back. They'll just only put that. And then they'll say, oh, I had, you know, diverticulitis. I have an issue in my foot, you know, it tingles. And they don't know it relates directly back to the spine. So I sit down, I go over that history with you. I share with you that the brain is the master controller of the entire body. You know, it runs every organ in your entire body. And if you block a nerve running to an organ and the organ starts breaking down, the organ gets punished for crimes it didn't commit, right? They start treating the organ, drugs, surgery, pumping you full of these things. But the organ never did the crime, right? You shouldn't have to pay the time. It's the nerve going to the organ that isn't letting the organ run properly. I always use the example of Christopher Reeves. The poor guy fell off a horse. He didn't want to, but he fell off the horse. He broke his neck, the top bone in his neck, the most important neck bone in your entire spine. And when he did that, he choked off a bunch of the information his brain was sending to his body to run and heal everything in your body. So not only for movement, everybody know Christopher Reeves was paralyzed, but to run his organs, to have him heal, work, have his digestive system move food through, absorb nutrients out of it. So as I was saying before, we're nutrient deficient in our country due to how we make food. We're also nutrient deficient in our bodies because we have more issues in our lower spine, which is creating digestive weakness, not pulling nutrients out of the food, right? Bowel function, reproductive health. We have more infertility than ever before in our country, and it's not bad luck. There's a specific reason why. So I meet with you. I go over that information. I explain that. Then we do posture-ready x-rays. I'm going to explain. Most people don't know what that means. I'm going to explain it. We have digital x-rays in our office that's has lower exposure than other x-ray systems, but it gives us very detailed pictures of your spine and nervous system because you should have very specific positions in your neck and your lower spine. Your neck should be curved forward, right? It should be straight from the front. Your lower back should be perfectly straight from the front as well and curved from the side. And you have specific numbers it should be. So I look for those on x-ray. If you lose those numbers, or if you have a lateral like scoliotic curve in your lower spine, then it starts breaking down. It gets arthritic quicker than it ever should have been. And then over time, creates more nerve pressure, then you have more disease in these areas. I see it every day. People come to see me, they've been on drugs for 10, 20, 30 years for conditions, right? For crimes the organs didn't pay, but they're paying the price and taking the drugs. If you can figure out what's causing, it's a big word here, cause. You have to address the cause. You figure out what's causing the malfunction or the weaker function in organ systems and get that better, your body has no choice but to get healthier. I have hundreds, if not thousands of people in my office right now that are much, much healthier than they were 10, 20, 30 years ago because they've been under care for a long time. So many people are driving around or walking around right now saying, you know, I just have a little bit of pain. I just have this and that. And you disregard it because we've been told it means nothing until it bothers you bad enough. But pain's your body's warning signal. Your body, it can't tell you any other way you have an issue other than giving you pain, giving you symptoms. You really need to listen to where that pain or symptoms are coming from and then try to figure out why it's there. Now, if you worked out too hard, or you slipped and fell, you rolled down a hill, whatever you did, if there's soreness, voila, we know why, right? You know exactly why that soreness is there. But if you have soreness in an area day after day after day, month, year after year, and you don't know why, there's a very specific reason, but you haven't found it yet. So what you do is you take something to mask that pain. You put a piece of tape over that check engine light on your dashboard and forget about your engine failing, keep driving. But basically, we have to address it differently. So with chiropractic care, we do that x-ray, and I detailed out, I measured out very specifically, and I find out exactly where your issues are, right? I know exactly what's going on with you. Often I tell people they have issues, they didn't even remember to tell me, but I tell them they have this issue and say, my gosh, how'd you know that? Because I could see in your film where the nerve pressure is coming from. So at the end of that nerve, whatever organ it's going to, there has to be an issue there, whether you realize it yet or not. So we take the films, I analyze them, we meet, I compare those those films, the perfect ones, perfect x-rays, so we can figure out what's going on with you. And then I discuss how much better you can get back to, because there is a percentage of improved function you can get back to. And we discuss that. For many people, I tell them perfection isn't a thing for you, right? It's out the window. And it usually has to do with how much arthritic degeneration your body has developed, not because your mom had arthritis, not because you have bad luck, but because that spine's been out of position for decades and it's breaking down, and your body's using that arthritis to try to protect you and your spine, try to help you out. So the more of it you have, I equate it to cement. The more cement you have in your spine, the lower your chance of getting it back to where it really should be. So it's always better to take care of these issues when you first start noticing them, even before you started noticing them, rather than waiting too long. So what we do in office, and I'm very passionate about this, we do very high level chiropractic care. I've taken care of our Olympic teams. You know, they trusted me. So, you know, a lot of my patients do as well, but we do very high level chiropractic care. And in my office on each week with the radio show, I open up 10 appointment times. And I give them, any radio listener wants to come in and do the entire exam process I just discussed, see how their body's running, even if you're not in pain yet, or even if you have massive pain, you're looking for better answers, how to be better. Just come in. We do it for free. The whole exam process we do for free. If you give us a call, the number is 845-896-1200, or text us on that number. Text us the word posture. We'll get back to you Monday and set up an appointment and do the thing for free to really figure out how to get you better, keep the bar low, and help you be healthier. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. If you do that, we'll get back to you Monday morning. We'll set up a time with you. We're in Fishkill, New York, so look that up. Make sure you're not too far away. We'll get back to you on Monday morning. We'll set up a time to get you healthier and have your life work much better for you. So as always, God bless you. I pray you have a great week this week. I love each and every one of you, and I hope you listen next week for more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.